Begin the grand daf and the sech the shvus of lamed alf. Begin the alf. Begin the tes master. Begin zigmar. Rabbi is chus la'ani, and he sees a merit for the poor person. Leish like it shouldn't be quiet. Which per kamadis in his navav mabez nafkalon. Actually, the gemara learns about milisa guru, not to be afraid. Chinderech hashas bekamaduch. That's the norm of the gemara. Many places that it learns out the same halacha from two different sources. Next tes master begins zigmar. Shleish chayib leishvua. Oh, that I shouldn't be obligated to him for an oath. And Malay Galgal Eshvu Makamacha, that it shouldn't rule on me an oath from some other obligation. Which takes the bother, but Tammy says, wait, Lama Yor Megilgal Shvu, why would he be more afraid what's rolling on him an oath? Yer Yisim Eshvu Zoyz, more than this oath, Sha'atu Tammy that he's claiming right now. What's this Malay Galgal Eshvu Makamacha? Right now he's Chayv Meshvu because he's demanding more. Bisham says, we can say, it's Gagan Sha'in Likadei Lefraya. No, it just, he doesn't have enough to pay back Kol Masha Yigalgal Lab, all that he's going to roll on him. Gagan Sha'ayb Leharbe Makamacha, that he owes him a lot from other places. But somebody thinks, Ech for Gamzeh, so I'll deny this also, Vishtamitna, and then I'll be able to get myself out of it. Ad Lahavali Zuzi, that I'll have enough money, Kenegit Kolachayv, that is equal to all the debt, Uben Pradandale, and then I'll pay him. And therefore, that's what he's afraid of, from specifically the Gilgal Shvua, because he doesn't have enough to pay that. Next test, Mat begins Gimagal, Shleishma Debi Baldin. He shouldn't listen to the one before the other, which Tais points out here also. But per kam the sanedav zayim beis mapik leim mishamayi ben achechem, from hearing amongst the brothers that you couldn't hear one from the other again. But as Tais says, oftentimes we learn that from different sources. This Tais master begins the gemara zeh baba asha. This comes with permission. This is considered, the pasuk says, a bad thing that says ashalei toiv asa b'toich amav. Which Tais says this specifically k'sheisa b'shvil is only because he's doing it shu ilim. Because he's a strong guy, Ubaltainis, and he's someone who knows how to make up claims, Shemis Abal Rib Leiloi, that he's getting involved in a fight that's not his. That's considered a bad thing. When it's very difficult for him to bring the money to his friend, that his friend cannot put an effort in mitzvah, but then actually he's doing a mitzvah by being able to represent the other guy in this situation. Yeah, because since biblically he's valid, so therefore Shavuos Eidus will apply to Masechah B'Kuvi. It's only because only the rabbis who invalidate him. Which traces, addresses what you see the opposite also. Although the Gemara says later in the Bezah HaKol Moed Merwin agrees Be'ed Misa by one witness of the husband that he's dead. The Chayv is liable, even though Midai Reis you need to witness him because the rabbis validate him. Bazlinam Basa D'Rabbanan. And we go, so Taisa says, yes, because we go regarding the halacha drabbanan, but basa tavayu as linan l'chayvay. We go based on both them, either direction, to make the guy liable. The hasam will be given drabbanan me'el as they do, since at least rabbinically, is, even though biblically he's not, but rabbinically his testimony would be valid, harishkan hefzamaman, so there is a loss of man, but mashalahed, but he's not testifying. But halacha be here the other way around. Avagav n'rabbanan loy ma'ani edusay, even though rabbinically the Masach B'Kuvah, the gambler, his testimony is not valid, but given the Meraisim Mahani, but since biblically it would be effective, it's Mechayev, so you're liable. Either way, the Rabbanan is going to work out as a stringency for the halach of Karban Shvuah.